Did you ever think a folk duo would last this long and get that big?
Well, Amy and I started, we've known each other since we were little girls, and then we started playing together in high school. And it was always just like something fun. She played guitar, I played guitar, we became friends in the chorus. I used to go over to her house, and we'd just learn a bunch of cover songs mostly, interspersed a couple of our originals. And then we got invited to play for our English class, and we were the PTA, and the next thing you know, we're out playing in bars, and just sort of one thing led to another. So it wasn't like it early on we had great aspirations of where this would take us. It just always felt good, and we fell into this comfortable place within the spectrum because of our differences, I think. And those are some of the same things that have kept us together over the years, so I'm really, really grateful. I'm not tired of it.
No, I mean, and it's really small goals, you know, for us. It's not, I think we're ambitious on a really different level than most people would think that you know, because we've come this far, done whatever, you know, but it's like really, it's really like, oh, well, let's try to do this little thing, you know, let's play at this club next, and let's do this next. And it's always just like a tiny little step that we could take that would be fun, entertaining, challenge us, something new. You know, it was never about like, well, if we do this, we can make a lot of money, or we need to do this to get really famous. It was always like, well, what would be fun, you know, or who do we want to play with? that's mostly what it was. It's like, what musicians do we really want to play with? Who do we want to meet? How can we do that? Because we're fans. I mean, we started off as music fans, and we still are. So it's all about community and sharing, and who can we play with, and what's going to make life more fun, you know.